You're listening to the Health Smut Podcast. I'm Dottie Dynamo, sexy worker, burlesque dancer, and the stripper health coach at Fit Showgirl. The health, fitness, and adult entertainment industries are full of dirty diet culture, and I'm here to help you strip it all away so you can quit picking apart your body, dominate the weight room, and build a healthier hustle. Welcome back, sexy friends. Today we are on episode 6 of the Health Smut Podcast. Took a week off last week because, well, New Year's, and everyone deserves rest, myself and yourself included, which meant no fucking podcast episode. So now we're returning in this glorious yet continued dumpster fire of 2021 per the latest and greatest of Donald Trump and his followers. And if you are one of his followers or perhaps voted for him, please know that you are not supported here. And by all means, stop listening, stop following me on Instagram, unsubscribe from my newsletter if you are a part of it. I don't want your time or your energy. And now that that has been said, let's get on with the good shit. Today we're talking about how your hustle affects your workouts and your recovery. So I think a lot of the times we don't consider, or maybe we overconsider, this can go both ways, that the work we do as a dancer, as a go-go dancer, a burlesque dancer, a stripper, that this work is active work. Like, it is sort of a workout, especially if you are doing pull downs or you're doing 15 minute go-go sets or stage sets, right? That is essentially a workout. And we don't take that into consideration when we are planning out our workouts or considering what we're doing in the gym. We don't consider that activity that we do for our hustle or our job when we consider the activity that we're doing in the gym and how we may be overtraining without realizing it and how that will affect not only the energy that we have to show up with when we train again, but also affects the energy that we have available to show up with when we hustle. And so strength gains don't actually happen in the gym. So strength gains, when you are doing a squat set or a deadlift set, or maybe, you know, you are still in group fitness classes, or you were the person who picked up those heavy dumbbells and walked them over to the stretch section at the gym because you just don't feel sure of yourself enough yet to be in the free weight section, no matter how you're showing up in the gym right now. And I say gym loosely because obviously most of us are probably still not back in the gym at the time I am recording this episode, but the goal is ideally to get back there. So wherever you're grinding it out right now, whether it's at a gym, in your bedroom, in your living room, whether you're using wine bottles for weights or dumbbells for weights, this still applies. And what the hell was I saying before I went off on a tangent? Oh yeah, no matter, laugh with me, okay? No matter what you're doing, however you're approaching that, the strength gains aren't happening while you're doing that specific move. The strength gains, they happen in your recovery, right? So during the workout, sure, you're lifting heavy weights, you're grunting, you're sweating, your body is doing a lot of hard work. Maybe you have that like jello leg feeling or jello arm, or I'm sure many of us can relate to the you've worked your arms so hard you can't pull your sports bra off at the end of the workout situation. That's not where the gains happen. They actually happen on your off days. They happen when you're sleeping. They happen on your rest days when you're not working. That's when your muscle has the time to repair all the little bitty micro tears that you put in it while you're working out. So if you're doing tons of cardio, if you're showing up to the gym and you're hitting the treadmill or you're going for runs or you're doing these endless HIIT workouts, your body may not be recovering properly. So you aren't seeing the results that you're chasing because you're enabling more burnout in your physical body from your workouts and more burnout in your hustle because you are depleting your precious energy. So recovery, right? So we just sort of discussed how strength gains, they aren't happening while you're working out. They're happening on your off days. Recovery from those workouts doesn't happen while you're up and about walking around. It happens while you're sleeping. So your subconscious is working through whatever problems may be going on in your life, whatever stressors are affecting you. Your muscles are doing the actual work while you're sleeping to repair themselves. It's almost as if these little magical, I'm going to reference like the mice from Cinderella, right? They come in while you're sleeping and they come in and they're repairing. They're like sewing back up all your muscles and making them stronger. And this happens while you're sleeping. Your brain also goes through critical cognitive abilities while you're sleeping that enables proper brain function when you're awake. So all of this work you're doing, all of this lifting you're doing, this cardio you're doing, all these things that you're doing to chase maintaining your physique as a dancer, as a hustler, or maybe you're chasing as a way to improve your health if you're just getting on this endeavor into lifting, all of these things are affecting your overall energy output and possibly leading to burnout if you're going about it the wrong way and you're in a constant hustle and grind, hustle, grind, hustle, grind, hustle, grind, and you're not taking time to realign and rest and recover. So this is why adequate sleep is super, super important. And sleep is something that often when you are working nightlife, when you are doing that nightlife hustle, is probably not the best. Unfortunately, it comes as a side effect of working night shift is that the sleep is already challenged. Your sleep is already challenged if you work nightlife, no matter if you are a night shift worker at a hotel, at a drugstore, a hospital, or shaking your ass for cash. It doesn't matter what your night shift is. If you are working a night shift, your sleep is already impaired. Nothing you can do about it because that sleep-awake cycle goes completely against nature's sleep and awake cycle. It goes against the human body's natural circadian rhythm. And that circadian rhythm is tied to the rise and fall of the sun. So if you're working night shift, you're already fighting that number one, which means this erratic sleep schedule is greatly impacting your sleep, and that impacted sleep is affecting your recovery, and your affected recovery is affecting your results in the gym. It's affecting your energy level. You see this giant circle we're building, right? Like one ties completely into the other. It's almost as if we have a circle of Pac-Mans just eating one another. Other things that are really important when it comes to sleep and hustle and recovery. Alcohol. I will not be the type of coach or trainer who ever tries to tell you that you cannot drink. Because unless you are a person who suffers with addiction and alcoholism, and that is a separate thing, if you want to have a drink, you should be allowed to have a drink. You should be able to be allowed to enjoy life, and that should not be something you ultimately have to cut out of your life just to get better sleep and recovery. Maybe if you're an Olympic athlete, yeah, you probably need to not drink because it's going to affect your performance, but I don't think that we're trying to perform at Olympic level. Maybe you are, but I'm just trying to be as healthy as I can to hustle as long as possible. And that meant getting serious and honest about my alcohol consumption when I started lifting seriously and eating more nutritiously and really taking into consideration what that meant for me overall. So example, I was the girl that always had two drinks in her hand or had a drink in her hand while she was downing a shot. 100% party bitch in the house. And to this day, I still like a drink. There's usually a bottle of tequila in my fridge, if not a box of wine. My house is never at lack for alcohol, but it's no longer the be-all end-all of my need to socialize, I suppose would be a good way to say it, because I was definitely a social drinker. That has changed as of 2020. 2020 was the first year that I drank at home. In all seriousness, 2020 was the first year that I drank at home. Before that, I never really had alcohol in the house because alcohol was just a part of my lifestyle. I worked at bars. I worked at bars, you know, doing burlesque. I was a bartender at a strip club. I was a stripper. There was alcohol everywhere. I didn't need to have it at home. It's what I did outside of the house. But that alcohol consumption was not only affecting my sleep, right? Because alcohol, it sort of gives you this false idea of falling asleep. So there's that idea of the nightcap. So you think that, oh, I'm going to have a drink and it's going to help me fall asleep. And while you may get that sensation of falling to sleep quicker, it actually stops you from correctly entering into the sleep cycles that you need. It stops you from getting into the really deep sleep. It keeps you at a lighter state of sleep and you don't get actual true restful sleep. Alcohol also impairs your body's ability to recover from workouts. As I said before, right, your muscles repair themselves while you're sleeping. So if you are drinking a lot of drinking, if you're having a few drinks at work and coming home and going straight to bed, you're not falling into those proper sleep cycles. And by not getting into a proper sleep cycles, your muscles are not properly repairing themselves. Once again, that Pac-Man circle, just continuous cycle. And of course, this one was something that I continue to preach on and I will always preach on, is screen times, cell phones, all of this stuff, daylight as well. We talked about the effects of night shift and how it is the opposite of the circadian rhythm of the human body. So when you're working night shifts and you tend to come home as the sun is coming up, your body is now getting that trigger that it should be awake. So if that sun is starting to come up, you're getting some sunshine before you hit the bed, hit the pillow, however you want to say that. Your body is now getting these cues that it is time to be awake, which goes against the fact that you're trying to wind down and go to bed. This is why screens are so detrimental to our health and our sleep and our recovery and all of these things. Screens emit blue light. Daylight is blue light. So all this time that you are lying in bed staring at your screen, or you're scrolling Instagram or watching TV or on your computer up to the last minute that you go to bed, your brain is getting that signal that it's time to be awake. So then when you decide to finally go to sleep, your brain is still, and your body is still on. So when you do finally drift off into sleep, you're not getting, as before, far enough into probably the REM cycle, which is the deepest state of sleep, because your brain didn't have time to start to wind down. Think about if let's talk about kids, and I have a lot of experience with them, but I have enough to discuss it on this topic. Typically with children, right, you have a bedtime for them, and before that there's maybe a bath, or you start to wind them down. There's bedtime, story time, and all these things, because you're trying to take them from this crazy energetic child level into sleep level. And our brains are essentially toddlers, so we have to do the same thing for them. We have to start cueing our bodies to fall asleep. Setting a timer on your phone. I talked about this, if not in a previous episode, in an email about how setting an alarm on your phone to cue yourself to be like, okay, bitch, it's about an hour before I plan to go to bed. I guess I have to turn the TV off. It's time to just turn my cell phone off and plug it in and start washing my face, dimming the lights, do things to tell your body that it's time to go to bed. This will drastically increase the quality of your sleep. You may not sleep any longer. Your sleep schedule might still be went to bed at 1 a.m., got up at 10, but the quality of sleep that you get during those hours will be better, which will mean you are more rested. Your brain will be functioning properly. Your muscles will be more repaired, and you will have more energy going into your next day to show up for your hustle, to show up at the gym, to show up however you need to in life. So many ways that your hustle, the way you work out, the things that are a part of your lifestyle and that culture of nightlife and stripping and entertainment are impacting our overall health and our ability to recover. So I talked about this a little bit before about doing the tons of cardio in the gym and how we don't consider the work that we do necessarily part of our activity, or sometimes we do it the opposite. So this is a common theme I've been seeing pop up, is that performers in general, strippers in general, without their work, are suddenly feeling a super disconnect in their activity level because their job was the only movement they got. And while, yes, dancing, stripping, go-go, performance, all of these things are activity, they are movement, they are exercise, they are not enough for the longevity of your health. They are not increasing your overall muscle mass. They're not decreasing your risk of osteoporosis by building stronger bones. There's so much more to it than just that cardio burst. And I don't even want to say this because it will get into the unrealistic health expectations and ways that we calculate health that aren't accurate, but the calorie burn of it. And so when you haven't developed this relationship with lifting and training and movement outside of your hustle, you suddenly are at a lack of these things when it's taken away. So if you really, 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 really want to focus on the overall longevity of your hustle and the longevity of your health and creating a more well-rounded foundation for the both of them, you need to be considering the activity of your work as part of your overall training formula, as part of your overall training regimen, but not the only part of it. That alone will make a huge change in how you feel. Maybe the achiness of your lower back or your hips or your ankles from the heels, because all the activity that you're doing is done in high heels, which is to the detriment of your body. So the training that you do outside of your hustle is of vast importance. And that overactivity, like I was saying before, that overall activity level, if you're mostly doing super cardio hit things, are probably impacting your ability to recover from all of this. So a few things to take away, and then we'll wrap up. Try to start minimizing your screen time. I feel like a broken record when I say this because I say it all the time, but it is so important. Minimize your screen time. Have a digital detox at night. It will suck at first, but after a while, you will start to love it. Consider your alcohol consumption. Are you planning to train today? Are you planning to train tomorrow? Take that into account with what you're drinking or how much you're drinking. Or if you know you definitely are getting choisty tonight, consider maybe at what point you need to stop drinking so that your sleep isn't impacted. Or if you're getting choisty tonight and you had a workout plan for the morning, maybe you go for a walk instead. And right, the impact of nightlife on your sleep. If your sleep schedule is erratic, this was also affecting your sleep. So how can you build a more solid sleep schedule That means trying to go to bed and wake up at the same time every day, whether you are hustling that day or night or not. And then once again, considering your overall activity level when it comes to planning your workouts. So that's everything. We covered a lot today. That was a lot of information. If you are looking for more tips and things on these, please be sure to join the Hustle Healthy Hive Mind. The fastest way to find that link is to go to my Instagram at fitshowgirl, FitShowGrl. Click the link in my bio. There is a little thing to sign up for the Hustle Healthy Hive Mind. It's a weekly newsletter with tips and things just like this that you can implement into your day. Plus, you'll get first access, of course, to any free trainings or things like that I do. If you have been following along or you found anything in this episode helpful, be sure to screenshot it, share it on Instagram or Twitter, and tag me. And best of luck. Happy fucking New Year and healthy ass hustling to you, my sexy workers.